Self-Examination, a Short Directory by Thomas Wilcox, 1621 through 1687. Directory for the great, necessary, and advantageous duty of self-examination, whereby a serious Christian may every evening examine himself. Questions relating to religious exercises. 1. Have I had any sensible communion with God in the exercise? 2. Have I not neglected my private nor my family duties? 3. Have I not omitted reading the Word of God? 4. Have I not omitted holy meditations concerning the Word preached, concerning God, concerning Christ, concerning sin, concerning scriptures, the Word of God, providences, the works of God, about my duties, about death, about the last judgment, about hell, about heaven? Questions relating to sins and temptations. 1. Have I guarded against and feared temptations, or have I heedlessly rushed among them? 2. What temptations have I this day striven against and conquered? 3. Have I this day done nothing against or contrary to my knowledge, or have I not sinned with full purpose and resolution? 4. Do I not knowingly live in a course of sin, whether of omission or commission? Questions relating to the thought of the heart. 1. Have I kept my heart in a serious spiritual and holy frame, so to be ready at all times for the exercise of holy duties, and so have gone from one duty to another? 2. Have I had the Lord always before my eyes, and especially have my thoughts been of Him when I awaked? 3. Hath eternity made any impressions on my heart, and have I set death and judgment with the consequences thereof before my eyes? 4. Have I made conscience a vain, idle, and wandering thoughts, and guarded against them? Questions relating to silence and the use of the tongue. 1. Have I bridled my tongue from vain, unnecessary, angry, and perverse words? 2. Have I not spoken evil of any man behind his back? Or did the Lord call me by discovering of the wickedness of another to advance and further my neighbor's interest? 3. Have I with reverence used the name and word of God and spoken thereof to the edification of others and myself at home or abroad, at my rising up and lying down? 4. Have I spoken when I should have been silent? Questions relating to our behavior among others. 1. Have I behaved myself as a Christian ought to do in reference to superiors and inferiors, juniors and seniors, and my equals? 2. Have I not neglected some duties to them to whom I have particular relation? Or have I done nothing contrary to my duty to such, but duly and truly discharged them? 3. Have I, being a father or mother, taken care first for the souls and then for the bodies of my children and wrought for them? 4. Have I, being a child, honored my father and mother? Have I loved them, been obedient to them, and thankful for them? Questions relating to the exercise of the principal gifts and graces. 1. Have I lived by faith, depending constantly upon the promises and on Christ for help, strength, success, and acceptance with God? 2. Have I with all diligence endeavored to express my love to God, to men, and to my enemies themselves this day? 3. Have I denied myself this day and curbed my passions and affections in all occurrences, and so behaved myself as one that denies himself. 4. Have I been humble, and in all things eschewed and striven against pride and high-mindedness? Questions relating to our time and opportunities. 1. Have I this day redeemed time for the good of my soul as esteeming it precious? 2. Have I not slept too long and more than was necessary, to that my exercises in private or in the family must be shortened or some necessary or profitable work omitted? 3. Have I not misspent my time with idle, unnecessary, and fruitless discourse, or with unnecessary and unreasonable reflections? 4. Have I not fed many idle and vain imaginations and thoughts, which time might have been improved to the advantage of my soul?